Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Eye of the Storm, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Permanent Change, from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. And when I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guide my soul. You are my anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name.
Amen. In the eye of the storm,
I've only got a few months left. It's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing. I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you.
Yes.
I trust you, Lord.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control.
Oh,
Lord. Amen.
Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Now listen to this parade of things that Paul gives us here, and there's not a thing in this world that can separate us from the love of God. He says, shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? And as it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded means convinced with no degree of variance. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And let's say a hearty amen to the reading of God's word. Amen. Let us never forget, God is on His throne today. And He is not only on the throne, but because we came over to His salvation, He is now on our side. We are delivered by the hand of God. In order to understand the answer to Paul's question in verse 31 when he says, what shall we then say to these things? We've got to comprehend and understand Paul is letting us know something today. He's letting us know that there's a right way to live and a wrong way to live. A lot of people are choosing the wrong way to live. A lot of people are choosing the ways of the world, the ways of the flesh, seeking temporary satisfaction in the things of the world. They won't satisfy. Because as I use that word temporary, that's exactly what they bring. Or you'll find some satisfaction. You'll find some pleasure. You'll find some happiness. But you'll never find the joy. Because those things today, joy does not come from the world. Joy comes through knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You've got to know Him. And the fact that you have received Him as your personal Savior. Jesus just didn't save your soul just to sit you on planet Earth so that you could grope through life and try to hang in there. No, let me tell you, life of the Christian should be an exciting and a wonderful and a joyful life. It doesn't mean that we don't have trials and difficulties and struggles and problems. But hallelujah, I'm glad as the Word says, I got somebody to cast my every care upon because He cares for us. I've got a God that's always there. So realizing today who we are, you can choose today multiple ways to live wrong. But there's only one way to live right. And that's to live for the Lord. Let me tell you today, it's very enticing with the world being as it is to go the wrong way. But let me tell you what, that's why Paul said you better be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Paul began building his case. And you go back to Romans 1, and we've been in Romans off and on here for the last several weeks. But when you get to Romans 8, there is a crescendo of confidence that Paul gives us in the fact of what God has done in our life. Paul considers what he was. And you know the life of Paul. He was called Saul of Tarsus. He sat on the Sanhedrin court. He had Christians put to death. He was horrible. He was wicked. But I'm glad God's a God of change. And on the Damascus Road, a bright and shining light, it was the Spirit of the Lord appeared unto Paul. And Paul became today a child of God. I don't care how tattered and torn and messed up your life is, God can change your life. God can change everything about you. But you've got to embrace what God wants to do in your life. So Paul considers what he was. He considered the change that Jesus had made in his life. And so you go to them, Romans 1, and Paul declared, well, the just shall live by faith. So first, Paul knew his identity. He knew who he was. Do you know who you are in Christ? Well, I'm just a little born again. See, that's that problem. we put ourselves so down where God has lifted us up so high. Have you forgotten what Paul said in the book of Ephesians? You are seated together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus your Lord. I'm not appealing to your flesh today or appealing to your flesh to tell you today, oh man, you are everything. You're all of that on a bag of chips too. I'm not here about your flesh. I'm here about the Spirit of God who lives and dwells within you. Paul could say in the book of Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Not through his flesh, not through his ability, not through his identity as far as who he was in the eyes of the world. Paul saw himself as God saw him in the identity and in the eyes of God. He saw himself as a redeemed child of the King. Amen. So realizing this, your identity is the foundation of your confidence. You know why souls are dying and going to hell and Christians are not telling them about the saving power of Jesus? Because we don't have any confidence in the foundation that we're actually built on. You've got to serve God by faith. And you've got to trust Him by faith. Paul knew that he was a fallen man. He also knew in Christ he was a justified man. What do you mean, Pastor? When Paul talked about being justified, it meant that when Jesus blotted out his transgressions, and I use the word blotted out because that's what the Scripture uses. To blot out, he didn't cover it up. He didn't try to erase it. It was blotted out. When he blots, it means every stain, every image, every impression is removed. Jesus blotted out your transgressions. And thank God, they're not held any longer against you. The world may bring it up. The devil may bring it up. You may even bring it up. But Jesus says, you're justified just like you had never committed that sin. Amen. That's what justification does. It doesn't cover it up. It redeems you from it. Hallelujah. It sets you free from it. So God made a way for Paul and everything in his spiritual life could be right with God. Second identity. Second identity is Paul understood his capability. You've got to know what you can do and you've got to know what you can't do. Now you may think you're a macho man or a superwoman or anything else that you can come up with. And you may think, man, you can run longer, go farther and do everything else. But you know what? Sooner or later, you're going to run out of gas. As all of us do. Paul realized he was capable of sinning. And see, that's what we've got to realize. We are capable of sinning. And it wasn't the fact that he wasn't able to do anything about his sin. Only Christ could remove the sin. So he realized he was capable of doing one thing, and that was to sin. But he also realized that he was not really capable of judging someone else. So the Bible says, and we're not capable of judging anyone. For the Word says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Man, we're all in this mess together. We're all in a handbasket going to hell. But glory to God, I'm glad the blood of Jesus can change the direction of us eternally. I'm glad when you go to the cross. And I'm glad when you're born again, when you're delivered by the hand of God. Thank God your eternal destination is changed. And not only is your eternal destination changed, your life is now changed. Now start living the changed life. Get your affections and your attention and your love and get everything in your life fixed on the things of God, not on the things of the world. Amen. So Paul realized he was capable of sinning. And realizing this today, a lot of people today know better, but they choose not to do better. A lot of people are looking for an excuse. You ever notice that? People are always looking for something to hang what they're doing on and to play. Well, you know, if it wasn't for...
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.